from the Morongo Casino Studios. 95.5 KLOS and HD1 Los Angeles. Rocking all of Southern California.
Including Pomona. Hey, Pomona, you guys rock.
Heidi and Frank show. Don't forget that coming up in 39 minutes, we got the Motley Crue tickets going out the door at 7:40, and then right after that at 8:30, get $1,000 giveaway. First chance at $1,000 in Frank's fat sack of cash giveaway. $4,000 a day here on 95.5 KLOS. So good chance of taking home some money. Got some text coming in. 818-955-2955 is the number to text. It's the number to call. 626 says, no surprise Johnny didn't pick a black quarterback for his fantasy draft. He really had to listen to everything we do. Carrie 714, you guys had me bawling my eyes out at work. Aww. Yeah, this, the Dolly Parton news really kind of kicked everybody in the sack. It's it hit me a lot harder than I thought it would, you know? And I don't know if everybody's feeling that way.
Yes.
Yeah. I said it's strange how hard this is hitting me. Mm-hmm.
My wife called me on my way home crying, and that's how I found out. And I thought something was wrong because I knew that, you know, the immediate, she's like, boo. And like, I was like, oh my God, what's going on? And she's like, Dolly Parton died. And then immediately, like, I kind of had that same welling.
Yeah.
I mean, we played I Will Always Love You, and everybody, I'm sure that's ever, like, been so many people's first dance song at a wedding. But we had the special privilege of doing that as our last dance at our wedding, and which was probably the most memorable part of the night for me, that last dance. It's me and Boo dancing at our wedding. Only the stragglers who have survived the whole, you know, wedding party. And we go straight from the dance floor and that last note of her ending, and we go into the car and off. You know,
ooh, I just got chills,
how
Jordan.
I remember my wedding. Like, ooh, the rest of it was all a blur. Because as weddings are, that's how they are. But that last song, and Dolly blasting over the PA and just her and I under the lights dancing, that's the moment that I remembered.
You got that memory, man.
Yeah. Ooh. Wow, that's beautiful.
Johnny's like, how do you go about the process of getting sainted, you know, in your sainthood? Yeah. And you had the same idea as, you know, Jack White from the White Stripes. Yeah. Jack White said instant sainthood. That's what his quote, like, when he found out. He's like, instant sainthood. This is what, like, this goes right to the top. Boom, boom, saint.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Saint Dolly.
She is.
Saint Dolly.
Have you guys heard the White Stripes version of Jolene? They do a killer.
Yeah, he did a cover of Jolene, didn't he?
Yeah. It's really good.
It is?
Mm-hmm.
Well, pull it up, man.
He's working on it.
Other people saying wonderful things. Obviously, Taylor Swift checking in. A world without Dolly doesn't feel possible, real or right. But because of the eternally generous way she spent her time on this earth, for the countless lives she changed for the better, her legacy will be an everlasting one.
Mm-hmm.
This is White Stripes.
Yeah, White Stripes doing Jolene.
Jolene, 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 Jolene. I'm begging of you, please don't take my man. Jolene, 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 Jolene. Please don't take him, please don't take him.
It's a hard note.
It's a no for me, I think
hey, it's a tribute, obviously.
Yeah, absolutely.
People with more musical backgrounds still have the respect and wanted to sing that song.
Yeah.
I like it.
That's the beauty of music.
Yep.
I want Frank's sack.
What now?
But what about the money? I've been hearing you guys every day, all year long. LAUSD. Gardener.
Ah, the old groundskeeper.
Mm-hmm. Also won tickets to Friday's Nas and Roots, but don't have a babysitter. Can you guys give them away?
The baby?
The baby? Oh. I think you could give the baby
away. All right, you could also win a baby on this show.
Yeah, why not? How old? Give me all the details.
I don't know. That's all I got.
I might take it.
Can't find a babysitter, and so they got to give up going to Nas and the Roots.
What about grandma? Grandpa? Auntie? Uncle?
Neighbor?
Yeah, a trusted neighbor.
Well, you used to have
friend?
Trusted neighbors. Now you don't even talk to your neighbors. That's so people are living alone. Yeah. Robot babysitter. when does that thing get developed? We were talking about robots yesterday.
Mm-hmm. I think you just put out a bowl of Cheerios and, you know.
Yeah, don't touch the stove.
And they're
don't,
okay.
Yeah.
They'll be fine.
Can you cage the baby? Crate it? Like, just until we get home?
Yeah. Baby crates.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it was locked
safe.
Up for 9 months already with a couple
right.
hours.
Line that crate with some pink, soft, pink, cuddly, cushy faux mm-hmm. fur bunnies.
We should get a bunch of dog crates and go like to like one of those like street markets where they have, you know, it would be a farmer's market or a street fair. Mm-hmm. Have our little tent pop up. It's like baby crates and have babies inside of them and see what people say.
And they love it. They're,
yeah.
It's
Who
their
needs
safe
a babysitter?
Place.
Go on out. Put them in the baby crate.
Yeah. Sometimes we just through the day, we find him in there. He just goes in and they say he loves it in there.
How long before someone calls the cops on us?
Oh, yeah, they're selling like cages for kids down here at the Rose Bowl. Yeah, it's real.
And for that reason, I'm out.
1-877 cages for kids.
It's cages with a K.
We get sued by them. Yeah, whatever.
Yeah. Don't do that. Listen.
They're probably not very litigious.
Don't do it.
Yeah.
I like it in 2 weeks. My Who's Going to Hell is going to be, you know, the family locks up their baby in a cage because they wanted to go to the Nas concert.
You
my contestant for Who's Going to Hell.
Let's see. You can get $50,000 for a healthy baby.
That's oddly specific.
Uh-huh.
Oh, somebody says Alex listened to Emo did a tribute yesterday. She was going to do a tribute to Frank Beard yesterday, but found out after the show that Dolly Parton died. So when she did her Emo's Rock and Roll Magic show, she did a whole tribute to Dolly Parton.
That's awesome.
And people said it was like fantastic. Miley Cyrus' version of Jolene is much better.
Mm, that's her. That's her godmother.
Mm-hmm. Me First and the Gimme Gimmes also have a Jolene cover.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Like, you said like the White Stripes was awesome.
You're
for one so far. A lot of covers. So I guess you look up just covers of Jolene and see how many bands actually tried to cover that song.
Well, I'm sure Miley's is great. Her voice is also very unique.
Mm-hmm. Who? Miley?
Mm-hmm.
I think hers is just a live version, though.
Yeah, Emo had me crying with a tribute to Dolly. Wasn't there a Jolene's Revenge done by someone? Yeah, that didn't we?
That, oh, yeah, we
introduced
talk about
us
that.
To it. It was Jolene's Revenge. Mm. Maybe she just got it. You didn't even get to the best part of Jack singing. Give him a minute to warm up and blaze the effing guitar. Sorry, we got to move on.
Yeah, don't bore us. Get to the chorus.
Jack's cover of Jolene is off the effing hook. People were loving it. Emo did a great tribute yesterday. Cried the whole way through it. Let's see. Where's Lauren? She said, didn't you guys actually talk to Dolly at one time? Yeah, she was on the show.
Did
you find that, Jordan? Did you go back to the archives and find when Dolly? That's the day Heidi wasn't on the show and we had Dolly Parton on.
Oh, no.
The one time you got a chance to talk to her. So, yeah, I did get a chance to. Do you have it?
September 28th of 2023. Dolly promoting her new rock star album.
Oh, you want to play it?
Yeah.
I'd love to hear this. Right. Hello, Dolly Parton.
Yes. I am on the phone. I've had a hard time reaching you guys.
I know. This crazy world, this low tech we got in here in the studio. But thank you so much for taking time out of your busy day.
Well, thank you for having me. You know, I'm all excited about this rock album we're going to talk about.
Yeah, you're on 95.5 KLOS right now. It's the biggest rock station in the world, if not the universe. So we've been playing your tracks, your singles you've been releasing intermittently on every Friday on our show. It's like this is the latest from Dolly's Rockstar album, and it's fantastic.
Absolutely amazing.
That's great. Well, thank you. I had a good time doing it, and it's been a joy working with all these legendary artists and singing some of these great songs that we've all loved our whole lives. So I'm just happy that you're playing it on your station. I hope people are liking it.
Yes, I didn't realize that there were 30 different tracks on this album. That's a lot of work.
It is a lot of work, but, you know, I didn't mean for it to be that. I just started recording all these songs that I loved, and I thought, well, then I'll narrow that down to maybe 12 songs. But I just loved them all, and I thought, well, why not just make this an event since I've never done a rock album, probably never do another one, so why not just leave enough for my legacy?
So, Dolly, is it true this was all inspired because you being nominated to get into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and you were saying, hey, wait a second, I'm not really a rock and roller, but that's why you decided to do this album?
That's exactly why I did it. They went ahead and put me in anyway because I didn't think I had earned it. And then when they put me in anyhow, I thought, well, I'm not one to not earn my keep. So I thought, well, it's the time for me to go ahead and just do a rock album that I used to want to do. And then the older I got, I thought, well, I'll probably outlive that idea. But then timing was everything, and I went ahead and just up and done it.
And it is great. We were listening to some tracks yesterday. It was called Deep Cut Face Off, and I played a track from your 2002 album where you did a cover of Stairway to Heaven by yourself. But then on this new Rockstar album, you do a cover of Stairway to Heaven featuring Lizzo and Sasha Flew.
Yeah, well, when I did, my husband is a big rock freak, and so he always loved Led Zeppelin, and Stairway to Heaven was his favorite song. And years ago when I was covering different rock songs in a bluegrass country fashion, I told him I was going to do Stairway to Heaven. He said, I believe that's going to sound like more like Stairwell to Hell. So I thought, well, so I wanted to do Stairway to Heaven, not Stairwell to Hell. So I did it in its original form, and he thought I did okay on it.
Oh, yeah, it was absolutely fantastic. And then I think the last song we heard was featuring Linda Perry was your What's Up. It's like, that is fantastic.
Oh, yeah, we did a video with her. I've loved her for years. She had a huge following with the Four Non Blondes, and I got to work with her on a movie project we did a few years back, and I got to know her, and I thought, well, I got to put that on and have her to join me on it. So, yeah, I was proud of that one.
Yeah, Dolly Parton's on the phone with us. She's got her album Rockstar. It's out November 17th. But, Dolly, you also have your new book coming out, Behind the Seams, on October 17th. What can we look forward to inside the book?
Yeah, well, that's actually, it's called My Life in Rhinestones, Behind the Seams, and it's really just kind of chronicles my life and all the gaudy stuff I've worn through the years, and all the bad, the good, and the ugly, all the way from my early days when my mama used to make my show clothes, all the way up through to where we have some of the finest designers in Hollywood doing clothes. So, and I just tell stories of where I was and why on earth I would even wear a wig that big and all that sort of thing. So,
yeah, the book.
I kind of laughed out loud. Yeah, finding all those ugly, funny pictures.
Johnny Icebox is here on the show. He has a question for you.
Hi, Dolly. It's Johnny here. Big fan. Listen, it's National Stupid Question Day, and I just wanted to ask you, if you weren't one of the most famous people on the planet, would you be working a 9-to-5 job or doing something else?
I would if I hadn't made it. I used to think, what would I do? I would have been a beautician. I played a beautician in Steel Magnolias, and that was the easiest part I ever played because I totally related to it. So,
one,
yeah, I'd have had
movies
to been a beautician. So, yeah, well, great. Well, that's what I would have done had I not made it.
So of the movies that you've been in, 9-to-5, Steel Magnolias, and Rhinestone, which one is your favorite?
Well, actually, I actually enjoyed, even though Rhinestone became kind of like a joke, but I enjoyed that very much. I enjoyed the doing it, and Stallone was fun to work with. He's crazy as he can be in a funny way. Mm-hmm. And so I really enjoyed doing that show. But I think 9-to-5, because it's like a first love, that was the first movie I'd ever made. And then it's just has lived on and on and on. But Steel Magnolias was great, too. I mean, I've enjoyed everything I've ever done, and I've enjoyed all the people I've worked with because they're all different, and I have my memories from all of it, and so they're all special. But 9-to-5 is that first love.
Yeah, you are an absolute treasure, Dolly, and thank you so much for taking the time. You got this book coming out, Behind the Seams, on October 17th, and the new album, Rockstar, that we've all been waiting on, coming out in full on November 17th. You've been really, really busy. I know you're a big Tennessee Vols fan. I saw that you put together a CD for the Tennessee Vols fans with a certain song, with Rocky Top version. That's new.
I'm going to sing Rocky Top for them. Well, that's my home. I was born and raised up in that area. So I'm partial to them.
And did you re-release your new album? Or your first album, Hello, I'm Dolly? Did you re-release that?
No, but I might at some point.
Mm. And finally, I heard the story you were telling about how Elvis called you and he wanted to do I Will Always Love You together, and you turned him down.
Well, actually, it was Colonel Tom that called me. Elvis wanted to do the song as bad as I wanted him to. And Colonel Tom, though, told me the night before the session, which I was going to go down and meet Elvis for the first time, be at the session. And Colonel Tom sprung it on me that they only recorded songs that they published, or at least had half the publishing. And I had already, you know, had that song out. I had number one on it myself. And it was my most important copyright. And I said, well, I'm not going to be able to do that. And he said, well, then we're not going to be able to do it, which broke my heart. But I did a song in the Rockstar album called I Dreamed About Elvis. And I told that whole story about it. And then I had Ronnie McDowell, who sounds just like Elvis. I had him sing with me. So in it, I got to do a piece of I Will Always Love You in that song. So I think the fans will get a kick out of that.
Absolutely. Go pick up the album Rockstar. It's out November 17th. Dolly Parton, yeah, ladies.
National treasure.
Thank
you
so much. Appreciate you so much.
Okay, thank you.
All right. Dolly Parton. Wow. My God.
Wow, that was incredible.
Is that amazing?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Good stuff.
Really
my
great.
My gosh. Where were you that day?
Oh, my mom was getting chemo, I believe.
Oh, that's why you had to go back.
Yeah. She died. That was September 23. Yeah, so then she died in December of 23. Yeah. Thanks a lot, Mom.
You're talking to Dolly. Oh, my God.
The hell?
Dare she?
Yeah, seriously. That was really great, though. That was she is just...
Yeah, she's something else.
An absolute delight.
I like how she mentions all those movies, but always leaves out The Best Little Whorehouse in Texas.
Oh, yeah. I forgot to mention that one.
Yeah.
Probably should have brought that one up.
Yeah.
And Straight Talk, she did
Straight
another,
Talk. You
Straight
know
Talk, where she played Dr. Shirley and she like a radio host.
Yeah, give call-in advice. And
yeah. She's done
How
so
relatable.
Huh? Mm-hmm. Dolly.
Dolly. I'm actually going to write all these movies down for tomorrow.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah. Well, nothing but Dolly movies tomorrow. That's the clue of people right now for Movie Password.
I think so.
Tomorrow's like all of Dolly's movies will be mentioned.
Oh, mm-hmm. Crap. I got to brush up.
Go read some plot lines.
I haven't seen them all.
Reba McEntire checked in about that and says there will never, ever be another you. We will remember and cherish every memory and every note you ever played and sang. Thank you, Lord, for Dolly.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you, she was like the... I mean, I can't imagine... Like these people, like meeting her for the first time. These are all like, you know, huge people themselves. But meeting Dolly Parton, it's like, okay, everybody's starstruck. Even though she was like so humble, so down to earth, never forgot where she came from. You know, East Tennessee, 12 brothers and sisters. Grew up, no electricity, no plumbing, probably dirt floor. And never, I mean, but total entrepreneur, I mean, everything about her. It's like she just did everything, had her finger in everything. But did it the right way. I don't think there's anybody that can say a bad word about her.
No.
Mm-mm. It's so crazy that, I mean, you think the amount of stuff that she did, and then you hear she passed away at 80, it seems so young that everything that she did, she could have been 150, and you'd have been like, wow, okay, that was, you did a lot for 150.
She she crammed a lot into 80 years.
For 80, that's just, it's way too soon.
I mean, like I said, she's one of those that unites us all, where it's like we can all agree on Dolly. I think if you were, you know, seeing someone early in the relationship and, you know, the song comes, one of her songs comes on, it could be any song from Dolly. It could be, you know, 9 to 5. You're starting over. You're starting over again. She had a lot of starting over. You're the only one. I really got the feeling. Heartbreaker. It's all wrong, but it's all right. These are all her number one singles. Love is Like a Butterfly, 1974. Oh, I remember that one.
Oh, that was, she said butterflies were her favorite thing.
But I think I'd break up with somebody. They're like, Dolly Parton sucks. Get out of here.
Oh, 100%.
Sorry.
Yeah.
I'm never calling you again.
You're not,
I mean,
the same
there's
people.
Musical taste that probably people have dumped people for. 818-955-2955. If somebody was a fan of a musical artist and you were like, I cannot possibly be with you. Because somebody said they broke up with a girl because she liked auto-tune rap. And that wasn't the last straw. The last straw the final nail in the coffin, so to speak. She liked the band Journey. I mean, people have certain hatreds for bands. Like, if this is one of your favorites, we can never be together. Mm-hmm. I can't hear this stuff all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, is there that for you? 818-955-2955. Did you ever dump somebody because of their musical tastes? Let's get a look at traffic, Hockey.
Like soft wings in flight, love is like a butterfly, a rare and gentle thing. Your laughter brings me sunshine, every day is springtime, and I am only happy when you are by my side. How precious is this love we share, how very precious, sweet and rare. Together we belong like daffodils and butterflies. Love is like a butterfly, as soft and gentle as a sigh. The multicolored moods of love like its satin wings. Love makes your heart feel strange inside, it flutters like soft wings in flight. Love is like a butterfly, a rare and gentle thing. Like a butterfly, a rare and gentle thing.
Working 9 to 5, what a way to make a living.
This was just a sample from today's Heidi and Frank show. Become a VIP at HeidiandFrank.com to unlock the show in its entirety, including the video stream during the live morning show, and access the archive to past episodes. You'll also be entered into our monthly VIP giveaways. And remember to follow us on your social media. Just search for The Heidi and Frank Show. Thanks for listening.